Today's verses are 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Welcome to our third day of feasting in the Word during Lent. Similar to the first day's verse from Hebrews 4:12, today's verses are focused on how essential the Word of God is. Let's take 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, phrase by phrase. First, all scripture is breathed out by God. This is really important. This means that all of the Bible comes from God. Yes, there were many different human authors, including Paul here, but all scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, is ultimately authored by God. God used his people to record his words and his thoughts. The use of the verb breathe brings to mind God speaking these words out himself. And also, it reminds us of the life in these words. God breathed life into Adam, and God has breathed out the words of scripture for us. If we want to hear from him and know him, we have a very direct means to do so, through his words here. Moving on, scripture is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. God's word is useful for all these four areas of basically growing in righteousness. These four areas are all kind of similar: teaching, reproof, correction, and training. They're all about being built up, like a student or a protege who is learning. We see all of this in this book itself. Paul showing the young leader Timothy how to stand firm and pastor the church. In this chapter specifically, Paul started off with explaining how there will be lots of opposition at times of difficulty, where people are lovers of themselves and lovers of money and so on. However, Timothy must keep going in the path of truth and righteousness. Timothy has to stay focused on pressing on for Jesus, sticking to what he's been taught. And we too, as recipients of God's word, would profit by obeying God's word and holding on to it. This brings us to the last phrase, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. This goes off of the previous verse, where the man of God is trained and built up in righteousness to be complete, to be whole, and equipped for every good work. That means that when the person of God sees something God wants him or her to do, for example, to serve a neighbor or to preach the gospel when there's an opportunity, he or she is ready to obey and just does it. We don't shy away from it or get nervous or scared, but we'll simply just do it. I don't know if you're a Tom Brady fan, but at the start of the Super Bowl a couple weeks ago, he said this to his teammates in the huddle. "You know what to do. From here, we're just playing ball. We already know what they're going to do. We've got all the answers to the test. Now we just have to go have some fun and go execute." And I think that quote shows the idea of being complete when you're just equipped and ready for every good work. Except here, in these verses, it's about being complete in righteousness, ready for every good work that God has laid up before us. Perhaps we already have a good idea of what these good works God has called us to. If so, let's go to God's word for strength and encouragement to actually obey and follow through in those. Today, let's recommit to being built up by God's word. We may feel like we have a long way to go before we can obey every time God calls, before we're ready for every good work. But in humility, we can dedicate ourselves to this process of being taught and trained by the word of God, because that means we're actually being taught and trained by God himself, who spoke out these words. Let's pray to hear from God through these Lent verses and through our own times of reading the Bible. And let's also pray that we can share these words of life with those around us too. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for these two verses, and we thank you for your word, which is living and active, and Lord, it's profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correcting, and for training in righteousness. Lord, we want to be that man of God, that woman of God, who is equipped for every good work, who doesn't shy away from them, but where we can just obey you. And Lord, we pray that you would really shape us. Lord, give us humility for your word, whether we're really familiar with your word or not. Lord, may we in this season just be really open to what you are saying and really receive these words that are from you. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray.